Okay, well, the diner would go here, I guess, and judging from that sapling, which later grew into quite a tree, and my accustomed place would be here, right? If I was at my accustomed place at the long boomerang pattern for Micah Counter at the diner out on Old Highway 23. But of course I'm not. It's 1927. The diner has not yet been built. Old Highway 23 is new Highway 23, as far as I can tell. And I'm all alone here in the past. But it's all led up to this. Somehow. Hi, folks. I'm James Lilacs. Traveling through time, quite against my will, might I add. You see, months ago, the diner was sold. We wondered exactly how this was going to affect us. Still don't know. All I do know is that at some point in the future, I sent back to myself, in 2007, a giant 9-foot Pillsbury Doughboy Terminator robot from the future, which, of course, was the present when I sent it. And this was supposed to help me somehow. This was supposed to help me save the diner, keep it from being sold, do something, I don't know. It's never been quite clear, but we went back in time in 10-year increments, and now here I am in the field where the diner will someday be built, looking at the Doughboy robot, which is up over there, smiling. Smiling that idiot grin of his. Well, something has to happen. I just can't stand here in a field and talk. That's what I usually do at this point. Talk. Oh, I could give you my impressions of the 20s, such as they are. How would I know? They're based on old Liberty magazines and silent films, pictures of buildings. Nevertheless, I think I have a pretty good grasp on the decade. I don't think it was as glamorous as people think. In the cities, yes. In the cities, it was very exciting. Women were cutting their hair short and smoking, often cutting their hair off and rolling it and smoking. And they were also rolling their stock. A lot of rolling going on. Rolling their stockings and showing a little bit of leg. Very exciting. No booze. Well, lots of booze, but you had to know where to look. In the cities, things were cosmopolitan and exciting, but I think once you got outside the cities, it was a little bit different. Now, granted, mass culture was beginning to penetrate all the hinterlands through magazines and radio and movies and the rest of it, but it was still very much a rural system. Who cares? Don't I usually play a song at this point? They don't have a radio. Don't even know if there would be any music playing out here. I think WCCO was probably broadcasting in 27, but I could supply some music of my own. I have this awful feeling that while I've been gone, something's been happening back at the diner. And I know I'm a worrier. I tend to think that things always are happening when I'm gone somewhere. I can't leave my house without thinking it's going to burn down when I get back. Or burn down while I'm gone, of course. It would be very ironic if it burned down at the exact second I got back. Because then I'd be asking myself, could I have avoided this? Well, yes, if I'd have just driven a little faster. But I drive fast anyway. Oh, great. Now in the future, I'm going to drive an extra 5 miles an hour so I don't get back to my house at the exact precise moment that it burns down. No, you know what I mean. You wonder what's going on. You have no control over events if you're not there. And even if you're there, the events can be uncontrollable. But I mean, really, realistically, what could happen? It's a beautiful month of May. It's not like the new owners of the diner are going to raise the place and return it. Rebuild it as a Chick-fil-A or something. And I'd complain about that. And I like Chick-fil-A. What? I didn't bring this back. The ground. My feet. There's a styrofoam cup. Coffee. Ooh. I haven't had coffee in a long time. Where did this come from? Where are hot cups of styrofoam coffee, an anachronistic substance doing showing up at my feet in the middle of a field in 1927? Ah, what the hell? I could use a cup. Oh, that's been on the burner for about 80 years. Ooh, I don't feel so well. Man, it's just everything's getting strange and tilty, as though my life is being directed by a Batman television episode director or something. And it's slowing down too. It's like the breeze in the trees is moving slower. I can see the birds flapping their wings. Time is. It's something's very strange is happening to me. What the hell?
It's about time, you stupid. I've been yelling at you for 10 years.
Jeremy! The dark shift! My friend from the old days at the diner. Where have you been?
You finally took the pill. Finally. I've been yelling at you for years.
Wait a minute. Pill? What? I mean, I just drank something. What did you give me?
I put something in there to bring you back into the... We were out of phase. I think it goes back to I was playing with the Tesla coils, which I know I'm not supposed to. And somehow I got out of phase.
So, this reminds me very much of a Star Trek episode, The Skullosians. Kirk would hear this buzzing sound around his ear that he thought was a fly, but of course, there are no flies in the Enterprise. And then later, after he joined their time plane, he realized that the buzzing was somebody trying to... You've been trying to talk to me... Wait a minute. Did you and me send back the giant 9-foot-tall Terminator Pillsbury robot from the future in the future?
Yeah. You don't remember, of course, because you the time paradox. God, I hate time travel. Anyway, yeah, it was mostly your idea, and I built the robot and packed in. You don't remember the plan at all.
Because it hasn't happened yet. Remember, you sent it back. Us sent it back to me in 2007, and does this have something to do with the diner being sold? Please tell me that it does.
Okay. Here's the plan. Open up the chest unit of the robot. You don't remember? Ugh. Inside the robot is pure plutonium.
Where did we get plutonium? Are Libyans going to come around the corner in a van and start shooting us now?
No. I have ways. We have a really good supplier for the diner. Anyway, we put it in the robot. What we're going to do, see, now we're back here before the diner was built. This is the ground, and right. I think almost soon the surveyor will come to lay out the plot. We're going to bury the plutonium here, and it will sit for years and years and years. And then in what would be our present, when the people come to buy the diner, they'll do an environmental impact study. Remember, we talked about this. They'll do the study, and they won't buy the land because the cleanup will be unbelievable. The nuclear waste, plutonium. No one's going to buy the land. The diner is safe. It's safe.
Are you out of your freaking mind? Never mind the fact that we're going to be handling plutonium here in just a few minutes according to your scheme, because I know in the future I'm not that way. I'm not the kind of guy whose mind normally turns to plutonium and poisoning the Earth, okay? But even if we did, do you realize that means that for 80 years we're going to have plutonium sitting under the ground of the diner poisoning... God knows how many... Mrs. Winthrop's pies will glow in the dark for decades to come. How many people will come down with rippling neoplasms in every single organ because we decided to bury freaking plutonium? Are you nuts?
It was an acceptable risk. We thought that it had to be done.
No, so. You thought...
Well, it was a good idea, and it will work. Because I brought oven mitts. We can handle... These are the good oven mitts.
The anti-plutonium oven mitts from the future. I know exactly how this worked. We got together, we did the robot, we fixed... I couldn't come up with anything to put inside of it. I went out for lunch, maybe had a smoke... maybe a cigar, perhaps. And then I came back, and you were spot-welding it shut, weren't you? Solved it all, James, weren't you? Because you just had plutonium lying around, and this was the best way to get rid of it. Tell me, you had them coming. You had Libyans on your ass, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but I got rid of them. And I wouldn't go. Well, when we go back in time, there's that little depression by the lake. Don't go over there. No, it cost little or nothing. I think we remember the old pinball machine.
Yeah.
I just gave that to them. They thought it was something far more important than it really was. The machine didn't work anyway.
Was it a Stern? Because Stern isn't. I'd like to. I'd like. Is it a Williams? Is Williams still making pinball machines in the future? What future are we talking about here? Like late 2007, early 2008? So we're not talking the far-flung jetpack Jetson-esque future, are we?
No, we're talking the future before you started sliding back in time. About, you know...
Christmas?
Roughly, yeah. I think it was snowing, okay. Kind of, and it was cold, and they came, and they said they had plutonium, and you know me, big picture thinker. I thought, what kind of toxin will last 80 years? Well, the stuff of nuclear fission, of course. It's the atomic age, early.
Right. This is why my life has actually been calm for the last 10 years. I just realized it. Because I haven't been hanging around with a guy who spends his Christmas trying to deal with Libyans, shooting some of them, burying them in the back, giving the rest a pinball machine, and disposing of his plutonium. Grand. All right. Well, fabulous. That's not going to work. So, this was all in vain. And now here we are in 1927. It's Prohibition. That's great. I don't have a radio. You have a radio? No, even if we had a radio, what would we pick up? You know, Father Coughlin ranting about the Jews or something. People think the 20s were a hot spot, you know? People think the 20s were hip. I don't think so. Maybe in a couple of places in New York, but mostly out here in the rural area. Klan City. All right, so let's wait for the Kluxers to come by and string us up, because we sort of look subversive, don't you? You look like a communist, for God's sakes. That beard of yours? Actually, no, you got sort of a early proto-Klingon thing going on here.
I've been cultivating the look I've had. Well, I thought you disappeared for a while, and then I realized I was just missing you by milliseconds. And the Skolosians, I've met some while I was in the alternate. Really boring. Yeah. Really boring. They like to look through catalogs. Old catalogs of, like, bizarre female undergarments, and they're really boring. So it hasn't been all fun for me. You've been gallivanting through time, enjoying yourself, listening to things, and I've been listening to a bunch of Skolosians talk about the Monkey Ward's catalog from Mott 7.
Okay, well, yeah, there's that, and my deepest sympathies go with you, but you still brought us back to 1927. So you want to... sit by the road here and thumb a ride into town? We could get jobs. I don't know what I could do. Oh, I know. I'm sure there's a... Well, 1927, there's about 6 papers in town. I could become a cub reporter. I could become a beat reporter back in the past. That'd be great. I could pick up some experience. Don't know exactly how I'd use it in the future, if I ever got back. But I'd love to see Minneapolis in 27. No, it's just... You want to thumb a ride... You know what? I tell you what. You frighten people. You go in the bushes. I'm going to stand here. Wait a minute. There's a car coming. Hold on a second here. Let me just thumb a ride. Hello?
I'll be over here.
Maybe I should show some ankle or something. Slowing down. Slowing down. You're pulling over the other side of the road. And getting out. What is that? What is that tripod thing? Oh, it's a surveyor. Huh. Hey. This could be the guy surveying the land for the eventual diner.
He's on the wrong side of the road, though. We're burying the plutonium over here.
We're not burying the plutonium.
Whatever we're doing, it has to be built over here. Otherwise, who knows what horrible things will unfold if it's built on the other side. We'll change time and space. The universe as we know it will begin to collapse a very slow heat death.
Into a hot and infinitely dense point, which will wink out and then pop into another universe and create an entirely different galaxy and substructure of time.
In a very few billion years, yes. That's exactly what will happen.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be around for that. So let's wait. Hey, over here! Over here!
No, here! I should hide the knives.
Please do. Button your shirt. It's maybe the style of the gallivanting future of December 2007, but not here in 27. Excuse me, sir. Are you here to survey for the beanery, the eating staff? Yes. We were sent
by the developer. The
company sent us.
The company sent us. And it's on this side. All the documents you got were wrong.
Yeah, right here. They turned them upside down in the planning session. We've been waiting. You're late.
Actually, the guy, he used a mirror when he was drawing them up. So.
Very Lewis Carroll. Yeah, he was very strange that way.
Was the writing all backwards like Leonardo da Vinci? It wasn't? Well, yeah, right. Well, that's because he wrote backwards originally. When he did the stuff in the mirror, it turned out right.
So, and the Grail is Mary Magdalene, we know.
Yeah. So she is?
Yeah. I went and checked.
I hadn't seen that
movie. Yeah.
So it's supposed to be on this side. Right. So you can just start
here.
Start laying it out.
We'll just move out of your way.
We'll just watch and put our thumbs in our armpits and splay our hands and whistle and chew grass.
Ah, surveying, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Good job. Pay a lot? Yeah. Wouldn't have any beer. Oh, nope. Sorry. Well, then, wow. If we hadn't come back here, they wouldn't have built the diner on the wrong side.
So it's a good thing we came back.
It's an excellent thing that we
can do. The plutonium could still work.
Not ixnay on the plutonium play.
Just got a robot full of plutonium.
I know, but that's your problem, frankly.
Well, I can refix the microwave.
Well, if you can jigger with that robot, though, is it possible that you... No. How are we going to get back? Is there any... I mean, that thing only goes one way, right? You can't go... The future doesn't exist yet. How can we go...
1920... I need some radio tubes.
Okay.
A lot of copper wire. And a howitzer. No, wait.
I'm not going to find any of those things. Is there some characteristic about the robot itself that we can just use to make it go back in time? Forward, I mean.
Well, the time centrifuge in the gut that I'm using to keep the plutonium stable.
Well, yes, that would be what I was referring to, Mr. Science, here. It would be the time centrifuge. How do we activate it?
Well, just kind of... Oh. Remember when we were talking about the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Yeah, well...
No, I'm not going back in the back of a flying monkey.
No, well... That would be so cool. We'll work on that when we get back. No, the power has always been with you. I just realized. I stopped trying to tell you that a while ago. You were all upset about flying back in time.
Yeah.
All you have to do is click the robot's heels together 3 times. So, you can't ask it to do it because it's got a program that won't let it. I'm not sure why we put that in there.
Those are very big heels. I'm going to need your help.
I think we can do it.
All right, let's go click the heels back together. All right, you take the left foot, I'll take the right foot.
Get ready.
How do we make this thing out of cast iron? I don't know. 1, 2, 3! And one, again, 2, 3! And once more. 1, 2, 3! So, here we go. Jeremy, no, don't do that. Wait until we get back. There's a bathroom at the diner. Well, you should have thought of that before we got in the car. Again, diners in the diner.
Oh, that's all wrong. What? No, my, I'm gone for time, and that's wrong. You're fired. Where's my? What did you do with my bat lift? This is all.
Relax.
The fish don't get.
Relax. You've been gone for a while. Changes have been made.
Look at the oil. That's not right.
Wait. But we're back. We made it. There are people in the diner.
And it's all wrong.
It's all right. We're
put
back.
Put soda crackers in the sugar thing.
It's right.
No.
We're back. We're back.
Popcorn goes in the salt, not the soda cracker.
Live in the moment, my friend. All right. If it'll make you feel better, go back to the grill. Talk to the, we call him the new chef. You're the only chef as far as
that,
we can.
We're gonna
go ahead and talk to him. Oh, you know what you might want to do, though, before you do that? You might want to go downstairs and take a look at the test coils. They might need some tuning because, you know, it's been a while since you
You worked your special brand of calibrating magic.
That's a good point. All right, I'll be right back. Just tell him to go.
Okay, we'll see you. We'll see you in just a minute. Just
right back.
All right, right back. We'll be right back. Ah, there he goes, that big lug. It's so good to have him back. I'm pushing the door open with his customary swagger. Going down the old familiar steps. His old familiar lair in the basement where the Tesla coils are kept. Scene of many a mostly legitimate experiment. So good to have him around. You know, it's a good thing that he's back because Tesla coils are twitchy beasts, from what I understand. You know, they get out of alignment. Next thing you know, the wrong hands or somebody who's out of practice touches them and kablam! Got yourself another rip in the space-time continuum. And, you know, he might be lost again and we'd never see him, and that would be horrible, but he knows what he's doing. Anyway, it's so good to be back at the deck. Uh-oh. Ooh. Boy, I almost hate to go down there. See what happened. If there's nothing down there, then he was shot to another dimension. We can only hope he'll be back. But if I just find smoking shoes... No. No, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Well, as I said, I'm back... Oh, man. The owner's... got rid of my cushy stool. The little round thing that I would sit on. They got rid of it. My cushy seat. There's nothing left but the pole on which the seat sat. I could sit on that, but that thing would shoot right up my... Well, I'll show them. I'm just going to take the next stool over here. Just move a little down the counter to the right. There. Try it out. That feels good. Spins all the way around. Okay, well, now that I'm back, I should probably see what's on the jukebox, right? I'm anxious to hear what they've put in this thing since I was away. You know, it was as time goes by for Lord knows how many weeks. It must have stocked it with all kinds of interesting things. All right, let's just do one at random here. Let's do D4. Nickel in the jukebox. Yes. No. No, 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 no. No, not again. No. For all that, I've failed to stop the sale of the diner. I wonder what the ramifications of that will be, exactly. Take a look at the menu here, see if they took any items off for cost-cutting measures. No, everything seems to be in place. All the items. What's this? Bottom of the menu in tiny type. Diner. A division of Hostel. Oh, it's an acronym. There's smaller letters. Hanso Amalgamated Security and Trust League. Hostel. The Hanso Amalgamated Security Trust League. Hostel. Never heard of them. Well, so far, anyway, the influence seems to be benign. Oh, I should call the office. Probably have a column due tomorrow. How long have I been? What day is it, anyway? Check the kit. Oh, my God! I've been gone for 2.5 months? Oh! I've really got to call the office. I mean, I had a good union contract, but, you know, after 2 months or so, they start to look around for somebody to maybe take your place. Oh. All right, let's get out the phone. Still has power. Wow, interesting. So I must have only experienced like 2 or 3 hours when I was gone, but somehow it managed to occupy 2.5 months of real time. Call my editor. One ring. Hi, it's Lilacs.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah. No, I'm not dead. I'm you would have read about that in the paper if what? Well, no, I imagine that somebody would have come looking.
No, they wouldn't.
For me, didn't anybody come look?
No,
you got a point there. I mean, I'd just been home alone, decomposing, my dog eating my remains. I don't suppose anybody would have noticed.
No.
Because it's, you know, the part of the year when people still have their windows closed, so there would have been a smell to alert the neighbors, and if they saw the windows closed and it was hot, they might have just figured air conditioning.
You
just think the guy's got the AC on, not that he's dead.
Right.
And dinner for his dog. No, you're right. No, well, anyway, I'm not dead, and here I am, and I'll have a column in tomorrow. Sorry about that. Anything going on at the paper? The
paper was sold.
What?
The paper was sold.
What? What?
Sold to a shadowy group of investors.
The paper was sold to a shadowy group of mysterious investors? Who?
Avista.
Avista?
Yep.
I've never heard of them. Who?
Avista.
Man. What? I swear, you know, I didn't know the names of any shadowy groups of investors, and all of a sudden I know two. There's Hostel Avista now.
Who?
What? That, no, that's who bought the diner. Yeah. First, you know, first it was Hostel Avista. Now is the one.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hostel Avista.
Goodbye.
What do you mean, goodbye? Hung up. Thought I said goodbye. That's strange. Hope they're not mad. Well, I'd better show up at the paper tomorrow. Put on a good shirt and a good tie. Because, you know, if you mimic the affectations of the managerial class, they subconsciously think you're one of them, and they're less inclined to throw you overboard. So I've read. So that's my job for tomorrow. Oh, boy. Hope I still have a job. Well, it's the worst that can happen. Here I am. I'm back at the diner, and everything's fine. Let's play another song, shall we? Let's go to M12.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, butter. Dip, 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 dip. Get a job.
No, I don't feel like listening to that one right now. Curious sense of foreboding seems to have overtaken me for reasons I cannot explain. But, you know, that's what happens when you're 2.5 months. Oh, the mortgage. Ooh, the mortgage. Ooh. Well, this and other things. But all I know is I did something back there. And thanks to Jeremy, we kept the diner from being built on the wrong side of the road. I had no idea I was there at the conception. And, of course, we failed to stop the sale, but we got ourselves home again, and it was good to see the man. And everything worked out okay. Except for the fact that there's a 9-foot-tall Pillsbury Doughboy Terminator robot from the future standing in the parking lot. And now I know that he's filled with plutonium. Well, we'll deal with that next week. Thank you for bearing with me through all the decades, my friends. I'm James Lilacs, and this has been The Diner for May 25th, 2007. We'll see you down the road.